Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Public spending officials have warned that previous promises to reduce class sizes in schools should not be considered until overspending in other areas of education is brought under control. I'm joined on the line by Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times, who has that story in today's Irish Times. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Pat.
When I saw the headline of the story and then I read the detail, I was asking myself, where are they overspending? Because it does seem as if they don't have enough money to run schools. They need to get money from parents and so on to keep the lights on. So where's the overspending happening?
Yeah, this is very much coming from the public spending officials, and they see the world very much in the allocated expenditure that's given to the department in a given year. And as we know, education is demand led, so the numbers do not always add up. So you're seeing a lot of pressure on the education budget in areas like special education. So you've a huge demand for special classes and new special schools. There's big demand too just to build new school buildings in areas where there's rapid population growth. Mm-hmm. So that there's pressure right across the system. But of course, you know, the teaching unions and principals and teachers will say, you know, listen, the system is underfunded as it is. You know, we're having to hold cake sales and raffles, mm-hmm, and puckathons to raise money just to keep the heating and lighting on.
So do we know whether Jack Chambers' department is focusing on capital spending? Because, you know, there would be a school of thought that says the population of children going through school will go down with changing demographics. On the other hand, we've more children being born and children from immigrant families who may be they Ukraine or African or wherever, who may remain here and be educated here. So is it capital spending on new schools or is it current spending?
It's both capital and current spending, and that's where the concern lies. But ironically, you know, the Department of Public Expenditure is focusing on class sizes as something that shouldn't be advanced because of the pressure on other parts of the education budget. Ironically, you know, reducing class sizes is probably the one thing you could do without spending much money, and that's the simple fact of demographics. So we have this big population bubble of children which has moved from primary into second level. So we're likely to have about 100,000 fewer children at primary school between now and the end of the decade. So that actually does give you huge scope to reduce class sizes without having to hire additional teachers. So in a sense, it could be theoretically a cost neutral option, depending on the way demographics are going. But certainly, I think the public expenditure officials are alarmed when they see the ever increasing amounts of money going into special education. So that now accounts for about 28% of the budget. You're seeing huge increases, obviously, in special classes and SNAs in schools. That's a particular area. School transport has also been going up. That's largely because they've extended the eligibility for school transport, and also they've cut the cost of it. So the cost of transport has been ballooning as well. And obviously, with just capital costs for school, we know construction costs are eye-wateringly expensive. So that as well is going up. So there is pressure.
Jack Chambers is saying to his cabinet colleague, Helen McEntee, you're spending too much. Up to you to do the cutting. I mean, they're not forensic in their diagnosis of overspending. They're not saying you have too many SNAs, for instance. Cut them, because Jack Chambers would not want to be the man who cut the SNAs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think in some ways, maybe this is the cut and thrust of of budgetary discussions between the Department of Public Expenditure and other departments. You know, they will always be sticking rigidly to the allocated vote or expenditure that's given to an individual department. But I guess on the class sizes issue, this is a commitment in the programme for government. So at the moment you have one teacher for every 23 pupils. That is, well, that's actually a historic low in Ireland. It's considerably above average within the EU because we've historically had quite overcrowded classes. And if you drill into that, you've about 50,000 pupils in classes with 30 children or more. So it is still really an issue. But the Programme for Government commits to reducing this to one teacher for every 19 pupils. So it's there in black and white. It's in the programme. So that certainly gives Helen McEntee, the Minister for Education, a solid footing on which to insist that, you know, this pledge needs to be fulfilled and the resources will need to follow to implement that.
I mean, it just seems like a bit of red marker being drawn through the Department of Education's budget by Jack Chambers, saying you're spending too much. I don't care what the need is. You just have to cut it.
And that is the worldview of spending from Department of Public Expenditure is often like that. They're not looking at the political realities facing ministers, you know. And I'm speaking to you, for example, from the annual congress of the INTO, the Primary Teachers Union, and certainly, you know, the minister was facing a whole series of demands from primary teachers today to increase funding for capitation funding for schools, because, as I said, they're finding it very difficult to make ends meet. They're looking for additional funding to make the teaching profession more sustainable and more attractive. They're looking for increasing funding for upskilling and for all of those special education resources. So in the real world, you know, there are big demands on the department, but I'm sure deeper, or the Department of Public Expenditure's view on these things, is they're not really concerned with the day-to-day political realities. They're looking just to balance the books at the end of the day, as divorced from the political realities as that may be.
Is that making things a little bit difficult for Helen McEntee as she visits the teacher conferences? I mean, she has good news in terms of teacher training, that she's going to fast-track people into permanent jobs and not be hanging around hoping a vacancy occurs. I'm not sure what the process will be. And if she does, I suppose she's got to ensure that people stay in the job for at least a while before they apply for leave of absence to go to the Emirates.
Yeah, the minister, she got quite a warm reception from delegates here this morning. And there's two announcements which she made which have landed well, particularly with teachers. And one, as you said, is that fast tracking of teachers into a permanent contract. So that's going to happen a year earlier than is the case. And there's another measure she's announced as well, which is to allow teachers who qualify abroad to complete their induction within an Irish school. So that, in theory, should mean fewer teachers will end up emigrating. So they've landed well, but I think for most education observers, they know that that is not going to solve probably the biggest issue facing education at the moment, which is staff shortages and teacher supply. And really, when you peel away all the elements of that, a lot of this comes down to the housing crisis, you know, and the fact that houses, as we know, housing and rents are increasingly unaffordable for teachers, particularly new entrant teachers. And there's no surprise then that the teacher shortages are most acute in Dublin and the surrounding commuter belt areas. So you're seeing at primary level that's impacting on schools who are unable to fill vacancies and struggling to find a cover for teachers who are on leave or are sick. And then at second level, you're seeing teachers really filling in for others who are not qualified. So you might have a teacher teaching maths, but actually they're the geography teacher, and schools are struggling to find teachers who are qualified for the subjects that they're educated for to deliver. So that's really impacting on schools. And I think until the housing issue in itself is sorted and access to affordable housing for critical public sector workers is addressed, that issue is going to fester at the heart of the education system.
Carl O'Brien, Education Editor with the Irish Times, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.